Please take your seat so we can get started.
Welcome to Lesson 10 of the Basic Human Anatomy course. Today, we'll be studying the human endocrine system. I have a number of goals for you in this lesson. I'd like you to be able to define endocrine glands, hormones, target organs, and feedback mechanisms. Next, I'd like you to be able to briefly describe three different control systems of the human body. Be able to briefly describe the endocrine system and name six better-known endocrine organs. Next, describe the pituitary body, including its location, its major subdivisions, and the origins and hormones of each subdivision. Finally, I'd like you to be able to describe the location, structure, and hormones for each of the following: the thyroid gland, the parathyroid glands, the pancreatic islets, the suprarenal glands. Name the primary sex organs and the sex hormones for each gender. Endo means internal. Crin means secrete. The endocrine glands are glands of internal secretion rather than external, as seen with the sweat glands or digestive glands. This internal secretion results from the fact that these glands have no ducts. Thus, they are often referred to as the ductless glands. The secretions produced by the endocrine glands are called hormones. Hormones are carried by the bloodstream to specific organs or tissues, which are then called target organs. The activity of the target organ, in turn, affects the activity of the endocrine organ. Thus, it is a reverse or feedback mechanism. The structure and function of the human body is controlled and organized by several different systems. The first is heredity and environment. The interaction of heredity and environment is the fundamental control system. Genes determine the range of potentiality, and environment develops it. For example, good nutrition will allow a person to attain his full body height and weight within the limits of his genetic determination. Genetics is the study of heredity. Second system is hormones. The hormones of the endocrine system serve to control the tissues and organs in general. Vitamins have a similar role. Both hormones and vitamins are chemical substances required only in small quantities. The third is the nervous system. More precise and immediate control of the structures of the body is carried out by the nervous system. In the human body, the endocrine system consists of a number of ductless glands producing their specific hormones. Because these hormones are carried to their target organs by the bloodstream, the endocrine organs or glands are richly supplied with blood vessels. The better known endocrine organs are the pituitary gland, the thyroid gland, the parathyroid glands, the pancreatic islets or islets of Langerhans, the suprarenal or adrenal glands, and the gonads, in other words, in the female the ovaries and in the male the testes. In addition, there are several other endocrine organs less well understood and other organs suspected to be of the endocrine type. The pituitary body is a small pea-sized and pea-shaped structure. It's attached to the base of the brain in the region of the hypothalamus. In addition, it is housed within a hollow of the bony floor of the cranial cavity. This hollow is called the sella turcica. It's also called the Turk's saddle. The pituitary body is actually two glands, the posterior pituitary gland and the anterior pituitary gland. Initially separate, these glands join together during the development of the embryo. The posterior pituitary gland is the portion which comes from and retains a direct connection with the base of the brain. The hormones of the posterior pituitary gland are actually produced in the hypothalamus of the brain. From the hypothalamus, the hormones are delivered to the posterior pituitary gland, where they are released into the bloodstream. At present, we recognize two hormones of the posterior pituitary gland. The first is ADH, or antidiuretic hormone. ADH is involved with the resorption or salvaging of water within the kidneys. ADH is produced under thirst conditions. The other is oxytocin. Oxytocin is concerned with the contractions of smooth muscle in the uterus and with milk secretion. The anterior pituitary gland originates from the roof of the embryo's mouth. Then it attaches itself to the posterior pituitary gland. The anterior pituitary gland is indirectly connected to the hypothalamus by means of a venous portal system. By portal, we mean that the veins carry substances from the capillaries at one point to the capillaries at another point, the hypothalamus to the anterior pituitary gland. In the hypothalamus, certain chemicals known as releasing factors are produced. These are carried by the portal system to the anterior pituitary gland. Here, they stimulate the cells of the anterior pituitary gland to secrete their specific hormones. In general, they stimulate the target organs to develop or produce their own products. This stimulating effect is referred to as a trophic. Of the many hormones produced by the anterior pituitary gland, we will examine six of them. First is somatotrophic hormone, or growth hormone. The target organs of this hormone are the growing structures of the body. This hormone influences such structures to grow. ACTH is adrenocorticotrophic hormone. This hormone of the anterior pituitary gland stimulates the cortex of the suprarenal or adrenal gland to produce its hormones. We'll later see that the hormones of the suprarenal cortex are involved with anti-inflammatory reactions of the body. Thyrotropin is also known as TSH, or thyroid stimulating hormone. This hormone stimulates the thyroid gland to produce its hormones. Luteinizing hormone is abbreviated LH. LH stimulates ovulation and luteinization of ovarian follicles in females and promotes testosterone production in males. FSH is the abbreviation for follicle stimulating hormone. FSH stimulates ovarian follicular growth in females and stimulates spermatogenesis in males. Prolactin stimulates milk production and maternal behavior in females. The thyroid gland is in the neck region just below the larynx and surrounds the trachea. The right and left thyroid lobes are the masses on either side of the trachea. The isthmus is found across the front of the trachea and connects the two lobes. Each lobe of the thyroid gland is supplied by arteries from above and below, the superior and inferior thyroid arteries. The primary hormone of the thyroid gland is thyroxine. Thyroxine affects the basal metabolic rate, BMR, the level of activity of the body. Since iodine is a necessary element in the production of thyroxine, one can observe malformations of the thyroid gland, called goiters, where there is little or no iodine available. A second hormone, called calcitonin, is produced by the thyroid gland and is involved with calcium metabolism in the body. Located on the posterior aspects of the thyroid lobes are two pairs of small, round masses of tissue known as the parathyroid glands. The hormone produced by the parathyroid glands is called parathyroid hormone or parathormone. It's involved with calcium metabolism. Let's talk about the pancreatic islets, or islands of Langerhans. Within the substance of the pancreas are distributed small groups of cells known as islets. Although the pancreas is a ducted gland of the digestive system, these isolated islets are in fact ductless glands. Insulin and glucagon are the two most commonly recognized hormones of the islets. These hormones are involved with glucose metabolism. Embedded in the fat above each kidney is a suprarenal gland. Both suprarenal glands have an internal medulla and an external cortex. The medullary portion of each suprarenal gland produces a pair of hormones, epinephrine, or adrenaline, and norepinephrine, or noradrenaline. These hormones are involved in the mobilization of energy during the stress reaction of fight or flight. Each suprarenal cortex produces a variety of hormones which can be grouped into three categories: mineralocorticoids, glucocorticoids, and sex hormones. Mineralocorticoids, for example, aldosterone, are concerned with electrolytes of the body. Glucocorticoids, for example, cortisol, are concerned with many metabolic functions and are anti-inflammatory in nature. Sex hormones include the adrenal androgens and estrogens. In humans, the primary sex organs are known as gonads. The gonads produce sex cells, or gametes, and sex hormones. These sex hormones are in addition to those produced by the suprarenal cortex. In the female, the ovaries produce two types of sex hormones during the menstrual cycle. During the first half of the cycle, the estrogens are produced. During the last half of the cycle, progesterone is produced. These hormones are concerned with female sexuality and with the preparation of female sex organs for reproduction. In the male, certain cells of the testes produce the male sex hormones known as androgens, for example, testosterone. Androgens are concerned with male sexuality.